Jeff Fisher's a trickery guy on specials. Mm-hmm. He's always been that way. Mm-hmm. So how much do you have to be on your toes knowing that you're going into his den?
I mean, every single play that you're on special teams, you have to be alert for something, whether you're on punt and they might have something on punt return or vice versa, even on when we're running down on kickoff, they might have some type of throwback or some type of reverse. So for us, this week, among other weeks, you really have to hone in on everybody doing the job, making sure everybody's gap sound, and just know what you're doing.
Tavon Austin's another one of those jitterbug kinds of guys.
Yeah.
What worries you the most when you're trying to break him down?
He's a very explosive person. I'd say, he's 5'9", 5'8", but he can get from end to end on the field in, 5-6 seconds. So for us, you just have to know everybody has to get down there. People can't be too tentative. A lot of teams, when they're playing against fast guys or scat backs like that, they kind of fall into being too tentative and trying to make sure that, I have my gap, so somebody else can have their gap and then we can converge them together. But with this type of returner, you really have to attack. You can't sit on your heels because they want you to sit on your heels. They want you to, be a little bit too cautious. So you really have to attack these type of returners.
And then finally, Spencer, a lot of people think this is going to be more of a defensive battle. That means field position will be even more critical than it usually is. Doesn't that fall on you guys as specials?
I should say so. On both sides of the ball, actually. I mean, on our side and their side, because, this is one of those type of games where their defense is playing really well. Our defense is coming into our own. So for the most part, something has to give, and usually you do point to special teams for that.